What if you have like oh, you're doing
What?
another.
Another night. Do we have to do tonight and for tomorrow night?
Okay, I'll ask. I'll ask after.
Okay. Simen Kuf Dalid, Siv Zion. I think somebody just logged on. Let me tell him.
Who are them?
Eretz.
I'll talk about it.
Told him. Okay, Zion.
Okay.
Also, Lazabo Sadeo. It is also to, what do you call it, your field? Manure. Put the manure on your field. And even to bring the sheep in there, to, they'll do their thing. And they're going to make it the Zevel. Even have a guy do this, it is also. Who's Ria Asura, and it's also the plant. If you have plants that if you don't water them, they're going to be totally lost. Then it is mutter to give them to drink, meaning you can water them. Tess also lit this. I did this today. Tess also lit litloich shum davar mina mechuber. It is also to detach anything that's attached to the ground. Unless the fruit will get ruined if you don't. Pick them. If you don't pick it till after yom, it gets ruined. Then you're allowed to. You're only allowed to do what you need for mayid. I mean, you can go for this is the common question. Actually, I didn't really get it.
Apple picking,
Most apple picking is more of a
right?
sukkahs chol mayid, not the. I myself went flower picking today. So, question is, you can buy it in the store. So why should you pick it? That's really the issue with the apple picking. You go to the store and buy apples. Why should you pick it? But you don't have to do it exact. You can detach it generously. If you have leftover, you have leftover. Same thing with shopping. You're going shopping. You really only let a shop for Yom Tov. But once you're there, you don't have to make yourself meshuga. If you need wood to turn on a fire, but you're allowed to cut it down from a tree like we had today's stuff. Also, you're not allowed to prune, you're not allowed to take wood from a field in order to make it nicer to plow. But if it's recognizable that you need the wood, you take the big pieces, which makes it look like you need it for the fire, and you leave the small pieces, then it's mutter. It's also to cut branches of trees, lasakna, in order to fix it. And if it's recognizable that you're doing it for the branches, to give it to animal food, but like lasakna, and you're not doing it to fix the tree, it's cool, you cut it all on one side, then it is mutter. Yud. Let's say somebody has a garden next to a guy's garden. And the guy is picking his fruits. And if Yisrael doesn't pick it, he's going to have a hefsid. Meaning, because they're going to go, they're going to maybe step on his things. But that's considered a loss. So then you could pick the things. And if it's things that will get ruined when it's detached. If you don't do something with it, meaning it needs to be pruned or something like that, you can do everything. Even if to step on grapes to make it into wine, meaning if your grapes are edible now, but if you don't make them, I mean you want it for wine, and if you don't crush them now, that it's going to get ruined, so then you're allowed to. Well, actually, as long as you didn't specifically wait for Cholamoyed to do this. You're allowed to take a haircut on Cholamoyed, even if you took a haircut on Yom Tov, when somebody came out of jail, and even if he got out on Yom Tov, and you just didn't have time, that's he could also. But otherwise, there's no haircuts. To look this is good base, but looks this was an I am gum can also to cut the nails is also also achim cuts on Erev Yom Tov. If you cut them Erev Yom Tov, mutter to cut some gum of cholamoyed, then you can cut them also on cholamoyed. V'chein isha l'tzarech tefila. When we're going to the mikvah, Mutaris is also muta. Yud gimel asa l'chabes shum davar afilu tzarech hamayir. You're not going to do any laundry, even l'tzarech hamayir. Ela im lay haya efshele b'shum ha'ifin l'chabes kaidem yantav. Unless you couldn't do it before yantav. That's all the traveling people. They travel and they only don't have some. They don't have enough clothing, etc. And you have the cloths or the shmatas that you use to wipe down the kids. I mean, basically it's diapers, but we have disposable obviously nowadays. Since they're constantly urinating on it, and you need a lot. It is mutter to wash them. Meaning, basically anything that's meant to be washed on a constant basis, that's allowed. But you use l'chavs and betzina, you should wash them betzina. Kol davar shu l'tzarech refuah, anything that's for refuah, mutar la'asos, you're allowed to, bein l'adam, bein l'mehema, whether it's animals or humans. Tezvav, hashcheshbonos, u'kiyotze b'zah. How about calculation? So this gets into, this is a broad thing. Can you trade stocks? Can you deposit checks? Can you put in to get a paycheck? All these things. If you don't write them now, you're going to forget them. That's going to be a loss to you. And anything you need to write for Mayid, let's say checks, credit cards, bowling scores, that was in the old days, recipes. Mutar lichtav, if you're allowed to write it. Al shar davar asa lichtav, but anything else is asa to write. If you get a shleimim, and you know, letters of peace, meaning personal letters, shekaisav adam l'chaver, noigin lichtav b'shinu k'tas, that you could write with little shinu. Taino shekaisav shura rishayna akuma, you write the first row on an angle. L'chom mashu mutar lichtav, and whatever thing it's mutar to write, mutar gamkin l'sakin kumas v'dioi, you could also fix the pen and dioi. I had a funny maisa today. Somebody, I'm assuming it was a lady, asked that they had, she wants to write on her food. You know, they write on the top of the foil pan what it is. So she wants to know if she could write it with her left hand. So I said, no, you write it with your right hand. She says, no. She says, I'm a righty. I said, yeah, you're a righty. You can write it. You can write. She thought I didn't understand. I thought she's a left. No. So she's a righty. It's no problem, right? It's considered a tzaruch yomtiv. Fine. Tezayin. Misha tzaruch l'mayis, afilu shalai l'tzaruch l'mayis. Let's say somebody needs money, even if he needs it for money, for a mayir, ala shuchayshish pen l'yim t'luvah is l'achar a mayir, but he's afraid that he might not find money to borrow after a mayir. V'malva ene rotz alavas lai b'li shtar. And he found a borrower. He found a lender, but he's not going to do it without a shtar. Then he's allowed to write the star, even though it's not tzarech yomtiv, because it's not easy to come up with money on a loan. You're not allowed to get married in chalamoy. If somebody's remarrying his own wife, then he's allowed to. You're allowed to make a party for bris mila and pidyon aven. That's not called mixing one simcha with another. You're also allowed to make an engagement. You're allowed to rent out workers, even Yiddish workers, that they can do malacha after mayid. You're allowed to go out of the tchum, whether it's in a wagon, whether it's with your feet, or whether it's on an animal. Fine. Chaf ain malam behem is zocher on the cable of Rabbi. I did that. Yeah. Chav. Ein mylan beim zacher on the cable arbi. You're not allowed to mate animals. To loy havi davar avad. That's not a davar avad. Chav aleph. Ein mashim and targaz al beitzim lekada lefreichim. You can't put the hen on top of the eggs in order to the eggs to grow. Ve mashiva kadam amayir. If you put them on there before mayir, ubarcha and then ran away. Im hubasach kimul yam lebricha. If it's within 3 days. You can put it back. After 3 days, you can't put it back because it's too much work to get her back on there. I feel we used to do a beitzim, and that's so much work that meaning, even if you're going to lose out on the egg, it's too much work. So then you're potter. And to put another hand, meaning to take a different hand, afilu tachin liyomim, also, that's also also because since it's not the original egg, that's a lot of work. So basically from this last thing, we see that there's a limit to what how much work you could do with davar avad, meaning you're allowed to do work for davar avad, but too much exertion is not allowed. Okay, we will stop there, and everybody should have a fine night.